When you go on Waze or Google Maps and it shows you where the police officers are hiding, what do the cops think about that? Gary McNamara spent 30 years as a police chief. Everywhere I go, I put into Waze my destination.
Of course.
There's a cop half a mile away.
Right.
Do police officers like that they're getting a heads up that they're hiding? Are they in on it? Are they the ones putting it there? I am so curious.
Well, if you're trying to get people to slow down, then yeah, we like it. If you're trying to catch them and enforce it and give them a ticket, then obviously it creates a little problem. But it's unavoidable. It's one of the many ways in which people try to alert others that there's cops ahead. You know, the old flashing of the headlights used to be that technology-free thing. You'd flash your headlights to let people know. Cops have used it. You know, if you want to give a ticket, don't rely on it because cops will adjust their approach to it. So I wouldn't necessarily rely on it all that well. However, I will tell you that I use it too. I'm not a cop all the time, so I travel. I make sure that I have Waze or something else in there alerting us to slow down.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting, Gary, because they just put up cameras in my town. I mean, the cameras have been there, but now they've just decided that they're going to allow these cameras to write tickets. They gave us 30 days to all train ourselves. Now, you know where the cameras are. They've put the information out there, so you slow down in those areas. So I'm not sure that it solves the problem, but it fixes the immediate space typically.
That's right. Yeah, if you want somebody to slow down for construction or really those areas that they're speeding, having the ability to communicate to others is really powerful. The problem with Waze and other things, those flashing speed signs, we know that people, once they get through that area, they're going faster.
Yeah, they're taking
because
right
they
off.
Feel that, yeah, they yeah. feel that it's so cops have gotten creative. They kind of put a marked car, and then down the road a little ways, they'll put a car that actually can pull you over. Sometimes the cars are empty on the side of the road, so, you know, slow down when you can, and I guess drive fast when you can as well. But boy, I would tell you, don't rely on the weights. I heard a story, a state trooper pulled a car over, and the woman complained because it was not in Waze. That you should not give me a ticket because you're not supposed to be here.
So,
Gary, when you know how like it pops up, it says still there. Do the police officers hit not there on their own ways, like trying to fool
they
people?
Do. Yeah, and they monitor too. They will. You know what it is though? It's cumulative, so it's like a crowdsourcing. So one cop doing it isn't going to matter as much as once a lot of people continue to do it.
Now, Gary, earlier you had mentioned when people would flash their lights to let other people know that there was a police officer up ahead.
That's right.
Now, I was brought up when somebody was flashing their lights, you had to be careful because that was part of a gang initiation.
Right, right.
Where if they flash their lights at you, that they would follow you.
10 years I've been telling her that this is all falsehood that she lived with.
Does this have any, was this ever real? Were there gangs flashing lights to follow
Gary
innocent people?
Gary wasn't in one. He doesn't know.
He knows. he knows everything.
I mean, the only lights that I flashed were the ones on top of the car. But no, I think that's all lore and legend.
So you say.
Right, they've been telling a friend. How many experts do you have to ask? You know what, Gary, I just have one question to wrap up here. Because I remember in the golden age of flashing headlights to get in your favorite gang, that there was also radar detectors, radar jammers and all that stuff. Is that still a thing? Do any of those things exist? Do they ever work?
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
You know, the radar detectors did work because the way the technology was, the radar would go out and hit the detector and give you a warning. But we changed all that because they have different devices now that are not using the radar. So if you're spending money on radar detectors, invest in a good Waze app or something else or actually slow down and avoid the ticket.
Yeah. Get a spaceship. That'll solve the entire problem.
Yeah, flying cars.
And never flash your headlights back unless you want to join that gang or die.
Correct.
Right. Exactly. We'll start our own gang.
Yeah.
Right. Perfect. Right.
All right, Gary, thank you so much. We always appreciate you.